So AI will be considered a knowledge worker due to its ability to augment the expertise of human collaborators, recognize content, concepts, meaning, and perform unstructured tasks. That's one of the things I'm working on now, is building a chatbot to build different machine learning pipelines. It requires, in this particular field, it requires knowledge about normalizing data, hyper-tuning parameters, putting things together in the pipeline, which could be tokenizing word vectors, bag of words, vector count, the different loss functions, and validation, and then finally training. So there's different types of machine learning. There'd be linear trends, time series, classification, clustering, like k-nearest neighbor, or different dimensional reduction through tensy, and anomaly detection using random forest, and deep learning. And one of the new areas will be predictive behavior. So not only just predicting what the next word is, like transformers, but predicting behavior. And what I'm seeing is that programming has now shifted to semantic or syntax coding to more conditional coding, where you let the machine do the syntax and you provide the different conditions for the machine to code to. So it becomes more of a conditional situation, like in this situation, do these following things, request the following information. And so you plan out your development from the standpoint of objectives or task and conditions. It becomes more conditional programming. So I feel like in the future that the AI will be doing more of the detailed task programming, and programmers will be doing more of the conditional or case analysis. And for these reasons, AI will be a very powerful tool, because they will help transform knowledge work from doing specific mundane tasks to providing more guidance and conditional instructions for the machine to code. You have different areas that knowledge work can occur in: services, healthcare, finance, law, and medicine. As AI becomes a versatile collaborator and colleague, and the ability to use AI will be essential for knowledge workers. And I think that this digital transformation is beginning to occur in construction, where digital twin or BIMs have become more of the standard. And because of that, there will be more integration with AI to understand and visualize and perhaps even generate what the construction project would look like, where variance is occurring, where cost is increasing. So it would analyze it almost as if it were a system. It would then take that information and put it in the form of knowledge or dashboards, key indicators, and different visualizations. But the AI would do that for you. You don't have to spend weeks or months doing all this complex programming. It'll be done quickly for you, and it will be very comprehensive. And the conditions will be established by the knowledge worker. So the knowledge worker will be working with that framework to establish the information that the company wants to know. Because the company is still going to operate as a business. What this knowledge work will do is it will help them achieve their goals and objectives. The latest wave of AI tools are very powerful, things like image generators, video editors, and again, like I was saying, generative 3D, perhaps even 4D, where you're moving time, you have a time simulation, and possibly even 5D, where you're looking at variations that are occurring in those time sequencing. So you do some comparisons between simulations. It's a very complex idea, but you could have a virtual model, and then you could have a physical model, and then you could see where variation occurs.